Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour two on this Wednesday. Who cries over spilt milk? Do you get yelled at? That's why you cry over spilt milk? Where'd that come from? Because it feels like that when Kevin Durant saying don't cry over spilt milk. I don't know, like, if mom yelled at me, then you would cry over spilt milk, but I'm not really crying over the spilt milk. I'm crying because mom yelled at me. Yes, Pauline.
There was a book written in 1888, and the line in the book, I don't know if it's a famous book, was a man had his house was robbed, and the police officer came there and said, it was no use, however, crying over spilt milk, he says. So that phrase was used in a book in 1888. That's the origin.
But wait, that doesn't make any sense. Was any milk spilt during said crime?
No. And then I have another one. An English historian said there was a book in Proverbs in 1659, no weeping for shed milk was a phrase that was used.
That makes sense. No weeping for shed milk.
That was that movie, the Coen brothers did that one, right?
No weeping, yeah. No country for old men.
That's it.
Yes, and no weeping for shed milk.
The follow-up.
I can see where if you're milking a cow and you spill it, then you might get yelled at. But you're not crying over spilt milk. You're crying over getting yelled at for spilling milk. All right, welcome to the program. It's hour two on this Wednesday. A lot of fun last night with the All-Star Game. The American League wins again. Giancarlo Stanton with the MVP. The ESPYs coming up tonight. Anybody want to take a guess who is the favorite to win the national championship in college football? We've had SEC Media Day. There's been a lot of comments there, a lot of speculation. What's going to happen? Notre Dame, the Big Ten. What's going to happen to the ACC as we move forward here? So I thought, well, how about some actual football items here. The consensus favorite to win the national championship, attracting four times as many national title bets as any other team. The largest reported national championship bet at Caesars Sportsbook, $100,000 on this school at 2-1 odds. Paulie?
The Ohio State University?
Nope. It's Alabama. Alabama. Then it's Ohio State. Then it's Georgia. No other team has odds in the single digits. And I was curious about USC. Feels like USC is a year ahead right now with Caleb Williams. Lincoln Riley comes in. Jordan Addison comes in. He won the Biletnikoff Award at Pittsburgh. USC has attracted more bets and more money to win the national title than any other team at the sportsbook in Las Vegas. Feels like they might be just ahead of schedule. Now, the national odds for USC have improved from 40-1 to 25-1. USC, anybody want to take a guess how many games USC won last year? Seton?
Six?
No. Todd?
Five.
No. Marv?
Eight?
Nope. Paulie?
Four games.
Four games. Bloop. 4-8. Lost six of its last seven, but USC generating some interest there as a dark horse. But here are your odds to win the college football national championship. It's Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, and USC. Nick Saban at Media Day was talking about a lot of things with the SEC reporters. And he talked about competitive balance in college football.
We're one of the haves, but everybody in college football cannot do these things relative to how they raise money in a collective or whatever and how they distribute money to players. So those are the concerns that I have in terms of, you know, how do we place guidelines around this so that we can maintain a competitive balance.
He also talked about recruiters making promises.
The biggest concern is how does this impact and affect recruiting? Because on the recruiting trail right now, there's a lot of people using this as inducements to go to their school by making promises as to whether they may or may not be able to keep in terms of, you know, what players are doing.
Well, Coach knows that these promises have been made previous to name, image, and likeness. That's what would happen when you would get payments under the table. You would get inducements. You would get cars. You would get maybe a job for your dad. That's what happened. And then you get to campus, and hopefully you got what they said they were going to give you. But this has been happening, will continue to happen. Even if they stop name, image, and likeness, it'll just go back to the old days. Somehow, some way, somebody is going to get money to somebody else. And it used to be with college basketball, you might have had a coaching staff involved in it. Now it's just the shoes. You can have a middleman, shoe companies. You know, you never know about it. You're never told about it. You could, you know, deny that you knew anything that was going on. Oh, I didn't know that my star player was getting a new car. But this is what happens. And I know that Nick Saban, he wants to say all the right things, but do you really want competitive balance? Like, your job is to win a national championship. Do you care that somebody is not going to be able to keep up on your level? I mean, Georgia won the national championship here. Clemson's been in the mix. So if I'm Nick Saban, I don't care about anybody else. But I think there is a concern of how much is going to be too much for college football? Like, at what point is the breaking point here? At what point are they just professionals? And does that bother anybody? Because if your alma mater is paying players to come there, so what if you're giving them a fake job? Hey, you got to do community service. Okay. What's my community service? You go out and you watch the sprinklers run. But we play on AstroTurf. Hey, don't talk back to me. You go out there and you get your paycheck. I don't know where we're headed, but it feels like it is big business. It's been big business, but they're trying to keep, you know, they keep putting fingers in the dam, and it's not going to hold back. But we'll talk more about where we are with college football, where we're headed, and what it means for the smaller schools coming up in a little bit. Also, what's going on with the Lakers? What's going on with the Brooklyn Nets? There's talk that maybe Kevin Durant would stay in Brooklyn but Kyrie would not. I keep saying that makes the most sense. If you're Kevin Durant, you got your team, you don't have to deal with Kyrie, and maybe you can build something there. Because if you go someplace, you're going to give up a lot. Therefore, let's say your window of opportunity is 3 years to win another championship. If you're Kevin Durant, what's he, 34? Where can you go where you don't lose all your assets and you're able to win a championship or compete for a championship? And maybe Brooklyn makes the most sense. I've been saying it all along, and I've yet to hear why Kevin Durant wants out. But we'll talk some basketball coming up in a little bit. Speaking of basketball, Steph Curry is your host for the ESPYs tonight. Does he take a shot at Kevin Durant tonight? Kevin Durant and or Kyrie Irving. Does he take a shot at LeBron? Any bets? Any bets on that side of the glass? Seton O'Connor.
He absolutely mentions Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Something absolutely. Like, and here I am hosting the ESPYs without Kevin Durant.
Okay. Paulie?
I think he's more veiled where no names, but he like demands a trade from ESPN midway through the broadcast.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving here only can watch half of the broadcast. Kyrie, right?
Does he take a shot at LeBron?
Is LeBron in attendance? He would be in attendance, wouldn't he?
I don't. He didn't win anything.
Wow.
Well, no, he didn't. I mean, it's not a big surprise. They didn't win anything last year.
You're not spoiling the ESPYs for me.
No,
you don't have inside info.
No, I don't have any inside info.
Let's see. Who else we got in the crowd here? Oh, I see LeBron James.
LeBron, what are you doing here? You didn't win anything.
Oh.
What? That's pretty good.
LeBron, look, we're in a bubble tonight. You're going to be a big winner.
Hong Kong.
Is Russell Westbrook Jr. the third there tonight?
He'll miss the ceremony.
Oh,
it's cold.
Bloop.
That was not nice. Spritzy.
Just don't say Westbrook. That's all. Don't say Westbrook. Didn't Skip Bayless challenge him to a shooting contest? Or was that Draymond Green that I think he... I love that. You know, because Skip is calling him out, you know. Then he's like, hey, you come on here. I mean, Skip is brilliant at doing this, baiting, trolling. Like, hey, and you come on here, and we'll go toe-to-toe. How about you get Russell Westbrook Jr. III and Skip Bayless to do a three-point shooting contest, and if Russ loses, then you can call him Westbrook. If Skip loses, Skip has to stop doing. He can't use LeBron James ever again on a broadcast.
Oh, no. It'd be over.
I know. If I took away the Cowboys and LeBron, Skip doesn't have anything to talk about. Yeah, Mar.
I'm not sure if you guys saw. There's a video of two Spurs rookies. You know, they're doing a little games like guest the player. And one of the players said, Russell Westbrook has a lot of these. And the other guy said, bricks.
Yeah.
And he was like...
Did he mean triple-doubles?
Triple-doubles was the answer. I laughed so hard. The guy, when he said he was scared to death.
Oh, now it's already out there.
Oh, it's out there.
This is the rookie who has the white hair.
Yes.
He dyed his hair white. Yeah. S-O-U-C-H-A-N. Is that, I think,
sure.
I think that's how it's spelled. There was a video yesterday we saw and we passed it around. There are some kids getting autographs. All-Star game. So it's the red carpet at the All-Star game. So you got a lot of kids there, and they're all jockeying for position, trying to get an autograph. And then you see some dude, you know, some older guy, probably in his 50s, and he's trying to muscle his way in to get an autograph. Look really pathetic. So he's pushing people out of the way. Unless he has a sick child and he's doing this and this is his favorite player or something, that's about it. That's
even that's...
No, I'm going to give him the benefit of that. That's the only way I can exonerate you.
No.
Because he's like elbowing. He's trying to get position there down low. Yes, Todd.
If he comes into work the next day and you're his employer,
today.
Do you have a sit down with him? You can't like fire him for that, or if it's embarrassing, no. Like what do you do? Do you have?
Well, nobody knows where he works.
He may not have work today.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's probably at home playing with his balls.
The
autographed baseball said he's gone.
I see what you're saying.
It's odd.
Get it out of the gutter.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
And if you watch the video, this old guy is just grinding. He's like reaching over, and there's a kid in front of him. He's pushing him against the string, and like he's like, "Come on!" Like this, his life depends on it.
It looks sad.
You can't be throwing elbows with 12-year-olds, even if it is for a sick kid.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. Yeah. Hey, this is for a sick kid.
Yeah,
doesn't matter, grown man.
Yes, Marv.
No, there wasn't no sick kid. He had a hat and a jersey on.
Oh, that's true.
Nah. Hell no.
Yeah, that hat's tough.
Yeah.
You got a Padre hat on?
Yeah.
What's
the cutoff age? Like 15? Like, I know you can't tell when you look at someone, but I think 14, 15 is kind of that.
I'm trying to think the last time I got autographs. And I know probably 13 or 14 for basketball. Well, stood in a crowd and got autographs. I'd say probably 12 or 13. Yeah, Todd.
I think once you're too old to, like, trick or treat, you should kind of call it a day on the...
Okay. But when are you too old to trick or treat?
That's a great question. I'm thinking somewhere in the end of elementary school. Once you're getting into middle school, I don't know if junior high school kids should be running around trying to get Almond Joys.
Okay.
But that's like, to me, that's in the 13-ish ballpark.
Okay, yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I think my son turns 13 in January.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be the last one.
I remember we would just throw a mask on, like a Yogi Bear mask, and then we would go out when we were in high school. And it's kind of sad, you know, because here I am 6'3", and, you know, you got little toddlers out there in front of you. Come on, let's go. Come on, move it.
Showing up at doorsteps at like 11:30. It's like, all right, kids. It's a little late.
This is my bad. Paulie's being quiet.
Uh-oh.
Paulie's dad died on Halloween.
Yeah, that put a damper on the entire holiday for me, no matter what my age was.
Yeah.
Our second Halloween reference of the show too, because we did it with the robot.
Yeah. Did you go out trick or treating
that night? You mean the day he died?
After your dad died?
That night? No.
No, we skipped
that one. I think I was 11.
Oh, okay. Man, that's prime. I mean, you're right there on the cusp of that's it.
Yeah, I was kind of like old enough to I could dominate the younger kids and get a good haul house to house. I don't know if I went after that. I probably went the next year.
Yeah.
Tears in my eyes.
Yes, Todd.
Those masks you were referring to, I think there was a company called Ben Cooper. It had a rubber band, and it was made of this.
We were talking about Paul's dad. He died.
I thought it would be helpful.
Todd doesn't care about that.
He does not.
I don't know if you wanted to kind of keep talking about his dad. I don't know if that's a happy way to go.
Well, I was trying to, it's cathartic for him. I'm trying to make it.
I was trying to deflect it more towards the masks you were referring to and how you couldn't breathe in them. They barely had a little hole in the nostrils.
Yeah.
My dad never got to hear your limericks,
no,
Todd.
No, yeah.
One of the upsides of him dying young.
Pretty much.
By the way, Todd has a limerick that's going straight to the newsletter. He wrote it last night, sent it to me, and it goes to the newsletter. You can go to danpatrick.com to sign up
All-Star
for
game
the
related.
Newsletter.
Is that like straight to DVD?
Yeah.
The ooh's letter.
By the way, Mega Millions, the jackpot's up to $630 million.
Let's literally go.
Okay, $5 each guy.
Yep.
All right, Paulie. Oh, the
Paul's
Velcro.
Paul's in.
Yeah, Velcro wallet. I like it. I like we get to a certain level and we go, okay, now we'll put money in. Like, at what point do you go, okay, the Mega Millions, now it's worth it? Yeah, see.
I think it's more about, I'm always in. I think it's more about, okay, now I'm willing to share this with all of my coworkers.
Oh, do you buy them?
I'm a hardcore lottery player, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Dollar and a dream, baby.
Yes, Todd.
I think the rest of us in the past were like, it's just $260 million.
I know.
Call me when it's like $350
or $400. What am I going to do with that? You know? Yes, Mark.
If we win, how much longer does the show continue?
No, I continue it.
I'm here with you.
Well, it didn't sound like
you were. Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. I will continue because I need to entertain a nation. And just because I won doesn't mean they have to lose. You know, I want them to win as well, Marv. Yes, Paul.
I would retire on the fifth number. I wouldn't wait till they get to the Powerball. If we get five, I'm like, yeah, I'm close enough. I'm out.
Let's take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up. Got some college football to discuss. The end is near for the little guy. Find out next. Dan Patrick Show. Summer vacation season in full swing. It's important to protect yourself from identity theft. And you don't think about this until you go to a certain city or a country and you go, I think I just got pickpocketed. Credit card, social security number, driver's license. It's all there. Identity thieves, they can grab that and grab your identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed, and it makes it easy to steal your identity. That's why you need to get LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated restoration specialist in the United States will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. It's easy to help protect what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. The 82-game preseason is in the books. And finally, it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready for anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at mbusa.com. Fritzy sent around an article yesterday, a column by Dan Wolken from USA Today. Started reading it, and I was getting more bummed out as I kept reading it. It's like, basically say goodbye to the little schools here, and it's going to be just, we're going to have 40 schools, 50 schools, and they're going to be playing for a national championship. I hope that they still get that, payday. Like Alabama's schedule, Paulie, before we bring in Dan.
Yeah, they've got
Utah State.
Yeah, UL Monroe, and later in the season, who else they have? Austin Peay.
Yeah, so they need, these schools need these games.
Austin Peay gets $600,000 to go down to Alabama.
Well, let me bring in Dan Wolken, USA Today. National columnist talking about college football. How would you sum up your column, Dan?
The way I would sum it up is that right now, there are so many different dynamics that are going into how, these conference commissioners of the big conferences are looking at the NCAA, how they're looking at reform and the way to address a lot of these issues like name, image, and likeness and all the lawsuits and Supreme Court cases. And, it certainly seems like the next iteration of this is going to be the big conferences driven by the SEC and the Big Ten, because they make the most money, kind of having a subdivision all on their own within Division One to be able to, at least in their mind, deal with all of these things without the red tape and without the smaller schools kind of slowing down the gears of NCAA rulemaking. Whether or not that's the ultimate answer to any of their problems is, I have no idea. I think there's just so many differences even between the big schools on some of these issues. It's not an easy fix, but it certainly seems like whatever they do is going to further squeeze out the little guy.
And it feels like it's inevitable, not if, but when. And then you start to look at this. Could you foresee maybe the Big 12 grabs Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado, tries to piece something together there? Big 10 might reach out to North Carolina and North Carolina State and Syracuse. If they get Notre Dame, the SEC might have Florida State and Clemson and Miami. Feels like we got three kind of superpowers here, and is that college football?
Yeah, I really think the best thing would be if everybody could kind of just like get in a room together and just put all their cards on the table and hash it out so we have something that makes sense, as opposed to what we're going to end up having over the next decade, which is sort of this slow migration of, a school here, a school there, into these leagues. And yeah, they're going to start to look crazy. USC, UCLA, the only West Coast schools in the Big Ten. So you're telling me that they're going to send their volleyball team and their tennis team, all across the country several times a year. That's not going to be good for anybody except for the people who are counting the money in those athletic departments. But it just seems to me like, right now you just heard Jim Phillips at ACC Media Days in Charlotte, he kind of is counting on this grant of rights that binds these ACC schools together until 2036. Mm. It would cost, you know, probably nine figures for one of these schools to go challenge that or to try to get out of it to go to the Big Ten. So I think things are probably going to be a little bit slower, but everyone sort of believes that we're heading to this place where, yeah, if it's two conferences, if it's three conferences, 50 schools, they're going to be the only ones that matter in football. You know, and maybe in other sports, too. I think we haven't quite dealt with that reality yet either.
Then you have Notre Dame. Notre Dame reportedly is looking at $75 million deal, I believe, with NBC. If not, because the Big Ten media rights haven't been settled yet. So it feels like the Big Ten is sort of waiting for Notre Dame. If that doesn't happen, then if Notre Dame joins the Big Ten, does that sound like the logical trail here?
I think so. I don't think Notre Dame's priority is 100% about money. Now, they're going to obviously need to be competitive in the marketplace. They prefer to be independent, and I think they will exhaust those options before they jump in with any league, including the Big Ten. And I think the main consideration for Notre Dame is going to be, what is their access to the future of the college football playoff? Because they want to be in a situation where they have a chance to win the whole thing. And you know, I think the way it's going to work out for Notre Dame to their benefit is that the SEC would prefer Notre Dame not join the Big Ten. I think the SEC would prefer Notre Dame kind of keeping status quo because, yeah, if the Big Ten doesn't expand anymore this time or right now, then there's really not going to be a lot of incentive for the SEC to do anything either. So that's why I kind of think we're maybe in a little bit of a pause here. But, yeah, if Notre Dame woke up tomorrow and said, all right, we're going to go to the Big Ten and make, you know, $80, $90, $100 million. That is, to me, the tipping point where you could see things get really crazy really fast.
What's the SEC's goal?
You know, I don't know that the SEC necessarily has a goal that's tied to number of teams. I think they really just want to be out front in terms of determining what college athletics looks like and to be able to use whatever rules, laws, paying players, NIL, whatever the system is, they want to be in a position to shape that to their competitive advantage in football. They're going to make all the money they want to make. You know, they could go issue invitations tomorrow and schools will be happy to go join the SEC. But I don't think that they're just going to take schools to take them. I think anyone they take would have to be a value add. And I don't think that right now there's very many schools other than, say, Notre Dame, you know, maybe Clemson, maybe Florida State, North Carolina. But it's a small handful that right now would enhance the SEC. So I think they're just kind of lying in wait right now, seeing how it shakes out with the Big Ten.
I'm surprised that grownups are surprised about name, image, and likeness. How did they not see that this would be open? I remember listening to a coach. He's a current coach. Don't want to say his name, but he said, nobody's going to spend money for an offensive lineman. I said, why not? He protects your star quarterback. He opens the holes for your running backs. Nobody's going to spend money for defensive linemen. I go, why not? Look at the draft. Those are the guys who go in the top 10. This is crazy that they're basically going, wait, what just happened here? Where are we going with name, image, and likeness?
Well, I think that there could be some settling of the market in the sense that this is the first year where kids that were signing these deals as recruits are ending up on college campuses. And guess what? A lot of them are not going to be good players, or they're at least not going to be impactful players to the level that the people who paid that money would maybe expect. So is that going to chill the market a little bit? Are people going to be, you know, maybe less eager to, you know, write six-figure checks to 18-year-olds who are totally unproven as college football players? We'll see. What surprises me is just that the leadership of college sports, and you're hearing it at media days, you heard Sankey at the SEC, Phillips at the ACC, they're talking about still relying on Congress to come in and write some national standard that takes this patchwork of state laws and puts everybody on the same playing field. And, you know, I just kind of want to, you know, shake these guys by the scruff of their neck and say, Congress is not going to do anything. They're not going to save you. They can barely get things passed right now that actually do good things for, you know, hundreds of millions of people. This is not a high priority item for Congress. I don't care if it's Democrats or Republicans in charge. It's hard to pass anything. It's hard to come to an agreement. What they actually want to do in Washington is have these hearings so that they can drag Mark Emmert or conference commissioners, you know, in front of them and get their social media clips by lecturing them. That's what they want. They're not interested in passing anything. This is going to be up to the NCAA leadership and the members themselves to solve this. You don't need any of these state laws. You've already made it legal to accept these payments. Write your own rules. If you are afraid of getting taken to court, so be it. You get taken to court over everything else. Just do it and then see what happens. And don't rely on Congress to act, because they're not going to do it.
Dan, great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Dan Wolkin, USA Today national columnist. See, I wouldn't be spending money on a high school recruit. I'd spend money on somebody who's already proven it. Like USC. USC did that with Caleb Williams. It's like, that dude's proven. I'll pay the money. I got a sure thing there instead of Quinn Ewers, who went to Ohio State, now at Texas. He may be a good player. I don't know. Did Ohio State pay him $1 million to go there? Do you get your money back after he leaves? Like, I don't know how that works, but I would definitely just look at the transfer portal and just say, let's see, who do we want? Take the receiver out of Pitt, take the quarterback out of Oklahoma, and maybe we'll get an offensive lineman over here. Hey, maybe a defensive player over here. That's the way I would do it. I don't need to grab an 18-year-old. I'd rather have a 20-year-old who's already proven and maybe has one or two more years to play college football. Paul in Alabama. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Great, Paul.
I thought so. On my mind is college football. I thought your guest, Dan Wolkin, made some good points, but I don't think he's gone far enough. What I see in the future is major college revenue-producing football teams, to use a legal term, bifurcating themselves from the university, so that somebody will come in, Adidas, Nike, or an NFL team, and lease the team for 10 years, the football team, the uniforms, the fight song, the stadium. They become a separate entity. It eliminates any impact of Title IX. It allows these entities to pay their athletes or to pay them in college credits if they want, and they will just break off entirely and let the NCAA deal with, men's tennis and women's volleyball.
Paul, what do you do for a living?
I retire.
What did you do?
I was in marketing communications.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
I have a question for him. How do you deal with the football player getting a scholarship to the college if the football team is no longer affiliated with the college?
The part of the price of owning the team is to say to the kid, look, we can either pay you in cash or we will pay for your education at our institution.
Yeah, I don't. And thank you, Paul. Almost above our pay grade. No, it was above our pay grade.
Once I heard bifurcate, I was like, yeah.
It just, there's a lot of different angles to approach this, but it does feel like we're going to have superpowers here. Certainly with football. But I think, as I mentioned, you know, you got the state of Florida. And North Carolina are really important, Georgia important. The SEC wants to kind of wrap up. I use the analogy of the board game Risk, where you just roll dice and you try to take over countries. That's what it feels like. We want to secure this area. And then if you're the Big Ten, you know, you're kind of spread out because you got USC and UCLA. But if you get Notre Dame is the big one. Because Notre Dame will change the Big Ten if that happens, or they don't. I don't think Notre Dame would join the ACC, football-wise. But if Notre Dame stays independent, then maybe the SEC doesn't do anything with Clemson, Miami, and Florida State. But if Notre Dame joins, then all of a sudden, game on. Bill in Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind? Hey, Bill. Thanks, Bill. More phone calls coming up. Hopefully we'll have somebody on the other line. I always like when they say, hey, thanks for the phone call. No, you called me. I didn't call you.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me.
I didn't call you. By the way, if you've ever watched new parents try to put their baby to sleep and trying to be quiet and tiptoe, and then you're trying to comfort them, Tyler is on display today because Tyler got a bed for my puppy, Winnie. And I kept her in her cage there during the show because we just needed her to sleep instead of run around. So if you're watching on Peacock right now, that's my puppy, Winnie, behind Tyler. Tyler was so excited. He goes, I got her a big girl bed. And I go, well, that's nice. Will she stay in the big girl bed during the show? And he's been trying to, like, put a blanket on her, comfort her. Yeah, everything but a pacifier for, yes. He,
Winnie's very proud of herself, too, by the way. This is like a big girl day. You could tell. She's really feeling it.
Well, she would do whatever it would take to not go into the cage during the show. And so Tyler goes, I got to get her a big girl bed. I go, why are you saying it that way?
Big girl.
I got to get her a big girl bed. I said, how about you just get her a big girl bed, Tyler? Not, I got to get her a big girl bed. Yes, Paul.
You know how people have emotional support dogs? The dog, Winnie, has an emotional support person. It's like Winnie's in charge and Tyler is just a support person.
Yeah. Well, it's her job to cheer him up every single day, you know, and vice versa. But I got to get her a big girl bed. It's cute. It's adorable.
It is. It's sweet.
It is.
She's a good girl.
She can be.
She's sweet.
That's why whenever I say, hey, Penny's Bang Biscuits are available and it's, you know, dog treats when your dog is good. And Penny doesn't get any Bang Biscuits because or Winnie's not good. You know, she has some things she's still working through.
Yeah. Maybe she's working through some of her self-esteem issues because she's told she has no friends 15 times a day.
I do say it in a nice way. Like, you know how you can say something and you're like, hey, you have no friends. Hey, nobody likes you. Instead of saying, you have no friends and nobody likes you.
You have no friends.
I know. I say it in a really sweet way.
What?
Nobody likes you. And then I go, you're kind of like Todd. You don't know that nobody likes you. And Todd goes, why am I involved in this? I said, I'm just trying to help her. Yes, Paul.
It's dogs now, but for the past decade, you've been walking around going, nobody likes Fritzy.
People hate Todd.
You do have your songs.
People hate Todd so much.
Nobody likes Todd, and he doesn't know it.
Nobody likes Marvin.
I know, I do. No, it's everybody hates Marvin. I'll go, everybody hates Marvin. He is a loser. And then Marvin will go, hey, DP.
Yesterday, what might have been, Marvin's so soft. And
yes, that's true. Yeah.
It's a big one.
I don't know why I sing that. I sing those songs every single day. Don't even know I'm singing them sometimes. People hate Todd. They hate him. So
that's why I have all these self-help books at home. People hate meditation.
I know.
Searching for self-esteem somewhere.
You don't have any friends. Yeah, look at you.
I know.
Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you.
Nobody likes you.
You're patting her little head. And you're so,
I know.
Boop, 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 boop.
I know. Let me take a break. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. I got to look up. Is it bifurcate? Is that what it
is? Yes, it's a verb.
Okay. Divide into two branches. A two branches or parts. Bifurcate. All right, we'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All's quiet on the live tour front. Kind of quiet. Like Charles Barkley is going to meet with the live tour folks a little bit later on today, tonight. And haven't heard about anybody defecting. I know Cam Smith, that name has been mentioned. Bubba Watson's name has been mentioned. Hideki Matsuyama has been mentioned. There's three tour spots open for the next event. That will be in New Jersey at Donald Trump's course at Bedminster, New Jersey. That's when I wondered, at what point can you still do the shotgun start and have teams if you have 60 players? Do you cap how many players you're going to take? Do you care how many players you have on tour? Because it's supposed to be, this is a shotgun start, and everybody plays 54 holes. But I'm just curious, because if you're still going after players, or players want to defect, then are you going to say, nope, we're full? Because I got to believe if you say we can get Bubba Watson, Cam Smith, Hideki Matsuyama, you're going to take them. You're somehow going to find a place for them. But I don't know if they're going to get to the point where they do actually start playing golf. And I'm talking about serious golf, because if they do, it's hard to take them seriously as a product until they start playing serious golf. Because right now, it's not. It's 54 holes, and you're getting guaranteed money. And then there's money attached to that. So if I watch the 3-on-3 league, you know, that Ice Cube has, that's not the NBA. You got a product here, okay. But until you get that, and then are you going to cap the number of players that you take from the PGA Tour? That's what I'd be curious about. Because if I'm running the LIV Tour, why not make it, you know, a regular golf event? So then you can say, you can fight this if it ever gets to the courts. Look, we're playing 4 rounds of golf. We want to be included in the world rankings. We want our players to be able to play in the majors. That would be the approach that I would have. Make it legitimate instead of gimmicking. All right, let's see. Josh in Chicago. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show. First time, long time. 6 foot, 205 pounds. Yeah, I was coming seeing the earlier version of the show where you had that guy with the baseball trying to knock kids out of the way to get a ball. You know, it's so ridiculous to me. It just reminds me of when I go to a baseball game and I see a 30-year-old man with a baseball glove knocking kids out of the way to catch fly balls. I mean, at what point do we pull these man cards here, right? To me, it just doesn't seem right. It's a kid's game. You know, great, enjoy the game, take your kid. But if you're over 15 years old, you should not be wearing a glove to the game. You shouldn't be coming there with a baseball and a pen. Just enjoy it and take it in for what it's worth.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. Some of us, you know, still reliving our childhood or the fact that we didn't have the opportunity to have a baseball glove or sit where we sit or get autographs there. I have no interest in getting your autograph. But there was a time when I was 10, 11, 12, when it was really important. Yeah, Paul.
But, you know, I think one of the benefits, a few benefits of the social media era, if you catch a home run ball now and you don't give it to the nearest child,
yeah,
you're going to look bad because it seems like the videos every day, every week are some older guy catching a ball and handing it to a 7-year-old.
I would give it to the prettiest girl next to me.
That's the move.
Yes. I mean, that's what I would do. And I would put my number. I would autograph it, but I would just put down my phone number there. Why scrunchy face, Todd?
What if, like, the girl's boyfriend or husband's on the other side of that seat? That might make things a little awkward. Then you get one of those brawls where everyone's beating the crap out of each other in the stands.
Well, how many home run balls does he have? Yes, Marv.
Dan didn't say if the girl had a boyfriend or not. You just said the prettiest girl.
Yeah.
Period. And who cares?
Assuming that there's no guy with her, that would be a very noble, nice gesture on your part.
Yeah.
And that's
okay. I don't give my phone number. I could give, you know, the email address here for the show. I could give our Twitter handle.
No expectations from me giving you this ball, but here's my number and my address.
Yeah, here's my Twitter handle, at DP Show, if you'd like to follow me.
Are you on Facebook?
Are you on the gram?
That's a thing. What's your at? You know,
what's your handle?
What's your handle?
Yeah, your IG will link.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, get the baseball and go, hi. Here, let me sign this for you so we remember this day. Final hour coming up. Is there a chance, a good chance, Kevin Durant stays in Brooklyn? We'll have that story for you. More phone calls as well. 2 hours in the books. One more to go on this award-nominated show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency.
Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.